What it do with the business is, man. It's new year, man, 2015. We appreciate y'all checking in on Deck TV Podcast. Chill. I am your host, Animal Brown.
I am Spike Lou.
Hey, man, we got a special. You thought we was going to leave y'all 2 weeks with no episode? We going to do y'all like that, man. We actually got a special guest in studio. The good guys over at FSP, J-Hove, Coach Locke. Say what up to the people, man.
What it do?
What's good? What's good? Yeah, man, we're making it a full network thing for the new year, so we're going to get it cracking, use some sports and music on Deck style, how we do it, FSP style. So, let's get to it.
Hey, man, hold on, though. How did y'all spend y'all 2015 bringing in the new year, though? What y'all do, watch 106 and party? What y'all do?
Slow motion like Billy O. There's no way that still comes on.
It was 106 definitely still comes on.
It's crazy. Every time somebody say that, I'm amazed, man.
106 and party. Yeah, Bobby Shmurda was supposed to be there. He wasn't there. I forgot. I don't know what happened to him, but he didn't make it.
Wait, he was supposed to be there that night, like last night?
I mean,
they were pubbing it and everything?
Yeah, they were pubbing it, but it's not live, though.
He's still in jail, ain't he?
It ain't live, though.
Can't be.
Richard McClellan performed.
As of Christmas, he was in jail.
He performed without, what's my name, man? Young Thug.
They beefing?
Slight beef.
I don't believe that, dog.
I definitely could see that.
It's a lover's quarrel. What's going on, man?
Allegedly, allegedly.
I'm let you ride out there by yourself.
Rich Homie tired of niggas calling him gay because he hang with Young Thug, dude. Like, he tired of this shit.
He had to come out and tell people that just because he wore tight pants that he wasn't gay.
You got to clear that up.
You got to loosen your pants. Yeah, you got to address that, dude. Like, just buy a bigger tight, size, man, and keep it moving. Like, it can't be comfortable, fam.
No way.
Impossible.
All right, man. Look, this is what we're going to do, man. Special mashup episode. We're going to take 5 questions from sports, 5 questions from the rap game. And we're going to do like a fact of fiction, man, see if they're going to come true or not in 2015. What we going to, you want to start with the sports or we going to start with the rap shit? What we going to do?
Let's Siegel and Hove it. Like, we're going to go in and out. Sports reps.
Shoot. Hey, that was a nice one right there. That was a nice one.
We're going to go sports rep. So topic, you know what I mean? Switch it back and forth. to reverse it another way.
Woo, shit.
Clean up.
That was a great one. That was a walk-off right there.
All right, man. Let me kick it off then. I'm going to kick it off with some rap shit.
What you got?
All right, so J. Cole just dropped. Now, he's doing big numbers. I think he just sold another 100,000. Wow. Fact or fiction, J. Cole should wait until 2016 to drop another album.
Oh, man. Let me talk about Spike Lee. Listen, he prophesizes over everything. This Cole album is the best album since Doggy Style. Let me tell you what it is.
I said it was the best album of this year.
Can I talk about it, Spike?
And I said it was a classic, but go ahead.
Let me tell you what he does. It's like a bad chick, right?
For sure.
Moving to small city, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yep.
And she gonna blow the water out because she's the baddest thing in the city.
For sure.
Bad music come out, right?
Well, for sure.
Terrible music. Mm-hmm. One good album comes out. It's the best album ever.
No.
Spike Lee style.
Of this year, and to explain, it ain't as bad this year as people try to make it out to be. You got an album from Jeezy, Game, T.I., J. Cole, Nipsey Hussle, a Boosie mix. Like, you got a lot of music.
Did you just name a Boosie mixtape?
Yes. Stuff that I'm going to listen to, though. Of everything that I listened to, that was clear, easily the best album that came out this year.
Okay.
And
it's a classic. So, locked in, tell me this. Kendrick is the latest to take a hiatus after he dropped a quote-unquote classic. Mm-hmm. Should J. Cole do the same and let this marinate all year next year?
No. He needs to strike while the iron is hot.
I agree with Locke.
Y'all just not going to bring up Logic album? Logic didn't have a good album?
Logic had a great album.
He had a great album.
I agree.
I like that album.
Actually, it was in the top 5 of this year.
Slept on.
Great album. Yeah. One better than
Beats
J. Cole's.
Better than Cole's.
Clearly.
Here we go.
But you know what, though? Every time I circle back and listen to that Cole, I like it more and more.
Thank you.
I can respect that.
Every time.
It has replay value.
But at the same time, if he does like other people and go get Timbaland for one beat, go get Just Blaze for one beat.
Now you might have
a classic album.
The fact that he did this album, I wouldn't be mad if on the next album he went and did. Like, I ain't got no problem with that. Because he got this one out the way. I feel like he had to do this one and get this one out the way to do what y'all talking about with the production. So I'm cool with that.
We said this on Born Sinner, though. We said he was going to, you know.
That's true.
We said this.
I didn't say that because I didn't like Born Sinner. I've never liked a J. Cole album like this one, though. Really? The other two to me, like even the mixtape, the Friday Night Lights, I like that. But this one to me is clearly his best piece of like complete work.
I can't knock his hustle though, because he gets all the money because he does his own beats. Yeah. Cheap. So you can't, but you getting all the money.
That's true. He getting the checks. He getting the checks. I think he should wait though. I think he should do the Kendrick route. Drop maybe a fire ass like verse on somebody's shit, kind of like how Kendrick did with the Control. To let your shit, that give you another like 6 months of life when you do shit like that.
But what song is gonna compare to your swimming pools, to Mad City, so that's gonna be the ride that wave?
That's true.
I agree. I think what he need to do is, I'm going fiction actually. I'm saying what he need to do is just like you said, balls to the wall this year. Mm-hmm. Like be that person on this album who you put, like saying you are, like put that whole anti-rap image out there and just go out there and be you and just kill it this year. I think he ought to be everywhere this year.
On better production.
That's fine. I'm just saying, like, but he need to be on, like, First Take and all that shit this year. He need to take that route.
Ass.
Come on. Production not good.
Time out.
You a Memphis Bleek fan, though.
Let's
do
some
facts. Let's
do some facts about Bleek.
But he ain't never had good production in that.
Bleek,
what? Ah, here we go.
Bleek has missed some great production opportunities.
Because he can't rap.
But he has a platinum album to speak on. Two of them.
I did not know Memphis Bleek's real name. I did not know that.
Young Malik.
Malik out here, man. Malik's come on,
shout
Malik.
Shout out to Bleek, man. He put the do-rag on the map.
He did.
Nah, but okay. So we got two fictions he should wait. Jay, what you think? He need to wait?
I think he should come out.
I can respect that.
Super pause.
Yeah. I can respect that and accept
album.
That.
Chop the album, Cole.
All right, so I guess since we going back and forth between rap and sports, give me a sports fact or fiction, FSPZ.
Pop it off, guys.
Will Kobe Bryant finish as a Laker in 2015?
So that's the rest of this season and the beginning of the next season. Mm-hmm. How many years he got left on his contract?
Two. So this year and then next year he's supposed to retire.
Lou, what you think?
$24 million.
Yes. $24 million. Yes. I mean, cause eventually all Kobe gonna do is take a pay cut. He going to, like, what, fall back on being what the macho man in the locker room, the type A ego personality. And, like, you know, somebody going to come in there and say to the Lakers, like, the Lakers do this. He going to take a pay cut, then he going to go work in their front office or some shit like that. Like, Kobe ain't going nowhere.
I agree. Kobe's not going nowhere. I hear the rumors. Like, he may go to, I don't know, where you think he going to go? Like, New York or something like that? Where else would he go?
Man, they need to trade him this year for Amari Stoudemire.
Trade? Why do I want Amari Stoudemire
because
for?
His contract expires at the end of this year. It's a dead
contract. Okay. Expired contract. Okay.
It's a dead contract. So make sure, for sure, Kobe Bryant goes to New York, back with Phil, Derek Fisher. He's going to have Melo. JR is his favorite player in the world.
No way.
He loves JR Smith. That's his guy.
Nobody loves JR Smith.
How can he play with JR Smith?
J.R. Smith is
they gonna
the
get to fighting at half court. Dude.
No way.
He's the East Coast swaggy.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what he is. That's exactly what he is.
J.R. Smith got a ratchet.
Ain't that?
Leave him open if you want to. He, you know what?
No, I ain't heard his name all season, bro.
He's been hurt.
Worst shots though. No,
plantar fasciitis right now.
That's real disrespectful to call him East Coast Swaggy P. Low down.
He just ain't got no cool nickname.
Nah, that's it.
That's not cool.
J.R. Switch.
Oh, listen, Kobe need to go ahead and stick where he at. Keep getting them checks. Mm-hmm. Retire Laker, like Lou said, or get a front office gig. Yeah, nice little cozy gig.
Him, mm-hmm. Take a pay cut. They gonna take care of him. Give him a front office job. He'll be an ambassador for the Lakers at the least. Who knows what the fuck that is? They just gonna pay him $1 million to do it every year after he retires. You know what I'm saying?
LA.
Yeah, like, come on.
That's cozy.
Yeah, let's do it.
Go to New York.
I ain't going to New York. Fuck me.
Yeah,
no.
Play with Melo. You're going to get shots up. Find him a good point guard to get a ball up.
So hold on. How is he getting? He's getting there via trade. You're saying for Amari or who else?
An expiring contract. You got to trade one of the two. So either Tim Hardaway, not getting rid of J.R. Smith, or Iman Shumpert. I think Iman Shumpert will get out of there. Then you throw in, hell, I don't know, Jordan Hill. Now he's like 8 million. Or somebody.
But what point guard are you going to get to go with all that?
Is D-Fish going to play coach? D-Fish going to play coach?
Man, D-Fish is
player
cooked.
Coach. He's going to be player coach.
Man, he's cooked.
I said, Kobe not going to listen to Derrick Fish as his coach, dude.
I mean, what? That's his best friend.
Is it?
Yeah. That's Kobe's only friend.
That's rough for D-Fish.
Kobe going to stay in L.A., man. It's not going out there.
Yeah, I'd be shocked to see him in anything other than the Laker uniform next year. I'm going to keep it 1,000. Wow.
ever. Like, that's the only thing he ever going to wear. All
right, man. Speaking with sticking with the same squad, I got another one for the rap shit real quick. All right. So between MMG, Good Music, and YMCMB, fact or fiction that a high-profile artist from one of those labels will jump ship next year?
I'm going to let y'all knock this out first, Jay.
It's fact, for sure. Wale is out of there.
Is that who it's going to be?
Yeah, Wale is out of there.
I can see that.
What you got, Locke?
I say fact. We already saw something similar to that that kind of started to happen with the Lil Wayne, YMCMB.
Yeah, Tiger, all them.
All of them jump ship, got out of there. Wale, Meek Mill had their little beef for a minute. So I definitely think it's fact. Somebody would definitely be jumping ship.
Wale's out of that, man.
I'm in agreement with y'all. I'm going to go fact, too. I think it's Meek, though.
Yep.
I think Meek done. Meek
too.
Ain't dealing with, like, I ain't...
Is he gonna go independent?
That ship sinking, and he ain't trying to be a part of hell, no. Like, I think Meek, like, he like the money too much to do that independent grind. So, yeah, he can go somewhere big, like Puff. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. And that's
downfall
what
of his career.
Yep.
Quite possible. Definitely quite possible. But I definitely see Meek up out of there throwing the deuces because that MMG ship sinking.
Yeah, I do. I ain't gonna lie. I thought it was Meek too. And for all the, I don't think he liked how Ross handled him getting locked up. He was locked up way longer than he probably expected. And I think he feels some type of way about Ross not being able to handle, pull some strings and get him up out of there. Like, I think he gone. He really don't like Wale. That's clear.
Tough. And you the boss though. You supposed to be able to get me out of here, bro. You claim his boss shit, dude. Right. Like, where the money at, dude? That, like, where the connections and shit.
Fire.
Man. What that Wale sound like?
It's, okay. You gotta be a Wale fan. You know, got bars. And his beats better than Cole whole album.
You
wanna talk about snooze fest?
Wake me up, dude.
You gonna make me a J. Cole, like,
I'm not even pushing J. Cole. You circling back on
people
him.
People have
dude.
Hit me up and said, dude, Lou is making me not like J. Cole.
I'm not even pushing it like it, what? Though. Niggas
you
is
call it a classic 24 hours. You call it a classic 8 hours.
And I'm standing by it though. Dude. It would be different if I was like, you know what, y'all right. But I'm standing by it. It's a classic album.
That's what's making people not like J. Cole. That's all.
And
I'm
cool
with
that.
He has you to thank for that shit.
I'm cool with that. Y'all still spend them $9.99 for him, though. Thank you.
J. Cole need to cut you a check right
now. Yeah, you're on the street team. You're on the Atlanta street team.
We in negotiations. His people got in touch with my people, and we working it out.
So, hold on. Back to this real quick. Is Wayne gone? Or are they going to be back to normal next year?
Man, Wayne ain't going nowhere,
go
dude.
Anywhere.
Like, back it's like normal. That.
Got that noose on his neck, boy.
Like, when you get married, you
that
know.
Boy ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, you know, Chris, like, when you get married, like, y'all might, you might get mad at each other, but you ain't going no further than the couch, dude. Like, you ain't going nowhere, dude. That's like, nah.
I get married, I ain't sleeping on no couch.
No, ain't no way.
Chris,
no.
You don't sleep on the couch.
Ain't no way. You got bedrooms for that,
though. You got square footage.
So he got square feet for you're admitting to get put out. You're admitting you got put out, though, but just not into the couch, just to the other room. Nigga, other room.
Man said he
something.
Got that square footage.
Let me tell you
ain't
something,
no
man.
Couch for me. I'm sleeping
talk
in
to
that
me,
other
Locke.
Room.
I can sleep mad at you. If it's that bad where you don't want
to
sleep with me,
you got
you gonna get in the other bed. I'm sleeping in my bed.
Speak on it, FSP.
Look, that's how baby is. Baby, like, my nigga, you that mad. You take me to court, you do whatever you want to do, but at the end of the day, guess what? You're going to be cash money, nigga. You got that shit tatted wherever on you about 50 times.
Hey, this slick might have been playing, though. Think about it. This is playing to get the buzz and the hype, so when they do drop the album,
exactly.
It got the buzz.
Do numbers.
He's done this before. We've seen this story, the whole flirting with Jay-Z thing. We've just seen this before.
So is everybody on Good Music safe? So Pusha T ain't going nowhere. Big Sean ain't going nowhere. They safe. That's what y'all tell me.
They ain't got no reason to. Nah. Wait, why would you?
Sean.
Somebody give me some reasons.
Sean just signed Roc Nation.
See?
As far
give
as
me
marketing.
Some reasons, though.
Kanye kind of shorted him on his last album, but he's executive producing his next album. So.
See?
I don't know.
I don't think anybody going to jeopardize a relationship with Kanye West by leaving Good Music. Like, what he can add to that shit.
Kid Cudi left.
And that was his man.
What he can add to the current roster's music, like, I don't think they want to jeopardize it. Like, if the Kid Cudi, he got his own little, like, you know what I'm saying?
He
like,
could go independent,
yeah,
really.
He got his little thing that he follow anyway, but, like, Pusha T, like, you need Kanye. Like, not to say it with no shade or nothing, but, like, that's a good asset to have. Same thing with Big Sean, same thing with everybody else on that label. Kanye, a good asset to have, and I don't feel like none of them want to put that on the line.
Big Sean making noise without... you wouldn't know he was on Kanye label right now because he doesn't need the Kanye beat to win or the feature.
I definitely agree with that, but I don't think that he gonna put it on the line for that. Like, I don't think it's enough reason. Like, it ain't enough reasoning to leave, is it?
I would say Big Sean is the most underrated rapper in hip hop right now.
I would agree with that. He fucked it up.
I can respect that.
Jesus.
Nah, he got
Duke can rap.
He can rap. He can really
fucking rap. Duke
and
cold.
He picks good beats.
Yeah, yeah, true.
I became a believer of this shit. I ain't like Big Sean at first. I became a believer of this shit. Duke went in.
Yeah, he does. Most Def, man. Let's take it to. I don't want to talk about these Cowboys, man. But it's a good question, though.
Cowboy Nation, stand up.
Y'all gonna lose this weekend too. That's Spurs.
They put it all in against. They shook the shit out of us, dude. What, like, Sue clearly stepped on Aaron Rodgers' leg?
42 sacks.
I'm hot about that, dude.
Three passes deflected.
He's supposed to be sitting down, dude.
Man.
I'm hot about that. Every play he make, I'm going to be hot about that.
So that leads us to fact or fiction, man. The Cowboys will pay both DeMarco Murray and Dez Bryant next year.
Fact.
You say fact, Lock?
Yes.
Why you say that?
Because if you lose either one of them, you're in trouble. In trouble.
I got inside information. I talked to Jerry.
Yeah.
Listen, DeMarco out of there, buddy.
No way.
He could have rushed for 2,000 yards this season and he would have been gone, dude. That's the reason they keep pumping this offensive line. And when they asked Jerry about the MVP, he didn't say DeMarco Murray. He said Romo. Because Romo got his money already. He already paid him to keep him happy. He ain't got to pay DeMarco Murray, dude. Like, you can get 6 running backs in the draft.
Not like that.
Swap them out. Everybody using 2-3 running backs. You don't have to give DeMarco Murray the ball 30 times. He just dare to do it right now. If we got to split it up next year and go 15-15 with somebody, with two people that can do the same thing.
The same guy that stole the clothes from Dillard.
Let's go. Right. Let's do it.
Right.
Random.
Nah, he ain't going to be there. Draws. He got it. Because he ain't fucking with Dez.
So y'all about to find two brand new
Dez
running backs.
Definitely going to get his money.
I'm going to tell you what.
And this nigga
that
stole the clothes, he out of there. So we'll find two running backs.
They're going to franchise tag him and make him run.
Till he die.
Like a
shit. Nigga,
run him into the ground on that franchise tag.
Exactly. And that ain't going to count against the cap. We ain't going to pay him.
I'm going to tell you what's really going to happen because all y'all wrong. They're going to sign Dez. They're going to keep him. They're going to let DeMarco go. They're going to get AP. Y'all sleeping on AP. Jerry already has basically said it.
We don't need AP either.
But y'all will take him for the low, though.
He ain't going nowhere for the low.
What? He not playing with Minnesota no more.
Now, I know he ain't playing with Minnesota, but we not finna pay him like AP money.
That's what I said for the low.
Oh yeah, he's coming in a bargain rate.
Yeah, why would he come in?
He
want to
play for Dallas. He's made that known.
Back in the league,
he whipped them kids. He whipped them kids' ass, man. I'm telling you, he cut like $40-50 million off his check.
Yeah, what I'm saying, I ain't going nowhere for the low after I lost all that money. Fuck, where I want to play? Who paying me the most money?
He ain't got no leverage.
Right, nobody's gonna pay.
Somebody gonna pay him more than we will. Is all I'm saying. Somebody will pay him more than Dallas.
Franchise tagging DeMarco Murray. It just makes the most sense.
Then we really ain't getting AP. Now I'm just saying, I don't think that we franchise and tag and Murray. We're going to draft two young running backs because we ain't had none in a while. Well,
young running backs.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. It's 6 rounds in the draft, dog.
They need to quit calling
I thought it was 7.
The new big 3.
That's
guys.
Even better. Shit.
They haven't done enough to compare them to Irvin, Smith.
I definitely agree with
that's
that.
True.
I definitely
they need to stop that. Yeah, they haven't yet to win a playoff game.
Definitely agree with that.
Especially after they lose this weekend.
Say, you just don't want to see us come to Green Bay.
Y'all got the whip.
Run up and go up and down that damn field.
I ain't worried about that at all.
Is that calf muscle going to hold up?
Yeah, he good. After 2 weeks, he good. I watch? Sports Science or some shit? They said he good after 2 weeks.
Fuck Sue.
He's super good. That's Sue a bitch, though. Yeah. Would you want Sue on your team?
Hell yeah.
You would?
Give me Sue.
Let me tell you why. Because you hate to play against somebody like that, but you love to have somebody like that on your team.
But for what, though? He be costing him penalties.
I don't know when he gonna flip out, though. Like, I don't want him because I don't know when he gonna flip out. Give me J.J. Watt.
So
J.J. Watt, the best player in the NFL. The best player in the NFL. J.J. Watt is.
He's the best defensive player in the NFL.
The best player in the NFL is J.J. Watt.
You are a prisoner of the moment.
Oh, my God.
And him and Howeezy.
Shout out
Weezy.
Hey, hold on.
We got a
shout out to Weezy. Shout out to Weezy. Man, you missed the show. But Are y'all fucking serious? J.J. Watt play every position on the field but quarterback, dude. Everyone he can play.
It don't matter.
That don't matter?
No.
Aaron Rodgers is the best player.
He's the best quarterback.
Okay, time out.
And that's the most important position. I give you that. I take Aaron Rodgers over J.J. Watt.
Okay, I'm about to say.
The best football player in the league, though, is J.J. Watt. That nigga can play middle linebacker and running back, DN, outside linebacker, safety, and line, dude. Ain't nobody can do that.
He's not playing safety.
Not playing safety. Let's put that safety.
You try to slide that in.
He can play tight end.
Bro, hold on.
But it's just goal line.
It's just it.
That's it.
If he can run, he runs a 4.7, right?
Wait.
JJ Watt.
That was 5 years ago.
They said he's even
faster. What was your 40 time 5 years ago?
I might have been a 4.4.
A little quick.
I'm about 4.7. I'm about 4.7 too, though. But look, though.
He slick fast.
No, they said he faster than he was when he came in the league. He said it's on Dan Patrick, so I don't know if he's lying. He might be. That's why he's the best player in the league.
He juicy.
But if he had to, he could play safety. His safeties out there that run 4.8, 4.9. Slow. Sorry safety.
And they sorry as fuck.
He could take their positions.
Hey, Lou, no question.
I take him as safety in Dallas right now.
Not one safety in the NFL that runs a 4.8, 4.7. Not one. Mm-mm. That's impossible.
Mm-mm. What's that white? It's a white safety. So no. I know he's
you talking about Chris Canty?
That white boy in San Diego 30.
You talking about Jim Leonard? He runs a 4.4.
Easy. It's some slow safety.
No. First of all, nobody white runs a 4.4.
Where's
number one?
Where's Orlando Scandrick? Orlando Scandrick, I take J.J. Watt as safety over Orlando Scandrick in Dallas right now, starting.
Then Drea is not the safety. Games anymore, dude. Drea is not the games anymore.
Who ain't?
Drea.
Ah, Drea.
Who is that? His gal? His old lady?
Yeah. Where y'all been at, man?
You been watching Love & Hip Hop Marathon all week and shit.
Drea, so y'all telling me y'all know who Drea is?
I boycott Mama Scott, you know.
I vaguely know who she is.
I knew. I know who you're saying. Oh, man, we shouting out, though?
Yeah. But you gave us shit. Let's go.
Man, listen.
What was his next topic?
Hey, okay, one more real quick before we do it. We still got to do a music break. It's still on their TV. We'll still have a music break for y'all. One more quick topic. Okay, so 2014 saw zero platinum rap albums. Now, fact or fiction, 2015 we'll see two or more albums go platinum. There's some big dogs coming out this year. Two or more. Will that happen?
First off, let me say I was right about the Wayne two albums in 2014. Oh, Wayne's gonna drop two. No.
Yeah, that was horseshit.
Come on. He didn't drop one like we said. You know what I'm saying? Boy, give me zero platinum albums in 2015 too.
Whoa.
Drake's coming out.
What?
Kendrick's coming out.
Okay, well let me.
Kanye's coming out. Big Sean's coming out.
Big Sean's not going platinum.
No. Big Sean's going platinum.
But he's coming out though.
He's not going platinum.
Big Sean's going platinum, y'all.
Big Sean's not going platinum.
He'll come out the closet before he come out and go platinum.
Wow.
My fault. I didn't mean to put that on Big Sean. Moral of the story, he ain't going platinum.
Jay-Z's coming out.
Now, that's allegedly.
Crickets hit the room. Everybody was like, damn, Jay-Z.
Dude, Jay-Z.
That's breaking news.
You talking about the album.
Yeah, he's talking about the album.
He's talking about the album.
Dude.
No, but look, though. Back to Big Sean. When did he sign Roc Nation?
Just recently.
Just recently, right?
Yeah, it was this year.
If they can do for Big Sean what they done for Mustard this year, he could go platinum. Mustard was the hottest nigga in the streets this year.
Mustard had hit after hit.
If they can do that for Big Sean, because he got the heat, he just I need a team. I would assume.
Yeah, and he got a team.
I can see him do that.
Listen, two people will go platinum this year. It will not be Big Sean. It'll be the usual suspects.
Kanye.
It'll be the Kanyes, the Drakes, the Kendricks, the Jays. Between those four, two of them are going platinum. We're not doing another zero
when
in 2014.
When no big dogs come out this year, okay? Yeah, I get y'all that.
Have y'all seen the pictures?
It was
kind of
like a B list year.
In Thailand, with his socks off, throwing up the rock.
But you got to have your socks off in Thailand.
He's 50, though.
This is the thing, though. You can't hold him. You must have socks on.
No, we can't hold him to the same standards that we.
No, it's the Rock.
He doesn't care, man.
Clearly
he does.
Right, he can do this now. He can do the Uncle Sandal phase and all this now. We got to respect the fact that he's 50.
He can't do that, though.
He's 50. He ain't baby. Like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't not hitting the young nigga videos and shit, still acting like he turning up with nigga. He got a kid, dude.
You remember when Cam killed him for the chain clay dog?
But he got a kid, dude. This nigga married, fam. He in Thailand, bro.
It was so rough. He had to address the chain clay dog.
Bro, he in Thailand.
Jean Cletus with jeans, man. Yeah. How's the King of New York in front of the newspaper with Jean Cletus with jeans?
It was extremely funny. Do not that.
Cameron wanted to go live in shorts.
So my balls don't get hot.
Listen, and came back. He killed it.
Oh, he murked that.
Jay killing Jay's it right coming now. Out. No socks during a rock up is what you do at this age in life.
Especially
man.
If you're in Thailand.
No socks on a random like stone.
Listen, man, this is what you do at this age in life, dog.
Top of a random stone.
Blue Ivy. Listen,
you don't know who pissed on that stone, man.
Listen.
You got your feet out.
Blue Ivy, you don't want to brush your hair. It's fine, baby. We good. That's where you at in life right now. Yeah, it's fine. You know what I mean?
No, time out, though. Real talk, though. He does need. He has to have some kind of footwear on,
though. Oh, he's 50, dude.
Flip flops.
He was shoeless.
Y'all know how
sockless.
Y'all know how old niggas' feet be, dude. How old niggas' feet be?
He just 45.
He not that old.
He 50.
It doesn't have to be socks.
That's true,
bro. This is what I'm trying to tell you. His whole foot was out.
I agree.
He don't care.
No socks.
I get y'all point. I'm just telling y'all he do not.
Let me tell you.
You got the baddest bitch in the game.
Right.
Yeah, like come on.
So you and your chick are both shoeless in a picture in Thailand.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. And Blue Ivy ain't got no shoes on.
You the king of New York.
And she might just had a diaper on, no shirt. We just
thugging.
I'm bullshit. I'm bullshit. No, but all three of us thugging with no shoes, strong though.
We doing that. We definitely doing that.
So okay, hold on. Lock. Fact or fiction? Two albums or less going platinum.
Fact.
Fact two. So fact. You say two or more? I'm tripping. At least two.
If Kanye drops, yes. If
you got to say Kendrick going. Like, you Kendrick. Got to think he going. And that Wayne, that quarter five might go platinum. What you talking about?
Can I speak on Kendrick?
Please do.
Oh my god.
He's gonna lose me this album, dog. I feel it.
I see that.
I'm telling you, he's gonna go Lupe on me. Yep. He's gonna go Lupe on me. And I'm
y'all know what?
Seen it happen.
What was the performance that he did?
He just did one recently, and it was a song that was very different.
On the Colbert. What's the dude?
Colbert. Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a bad song, though.
I see what you're talking about. I was the same with him. I ain't gonna lie.
He's gonna lose me, dog.
To be 100% honest, I cut it off. I was like, I didn't even indulge in that because that ain't what I wanted at all.
But it wasn't a bad song.
I ain't gonna say that it was or wasn't, but that ain't what I wanted.
But it was different. It was left field, though.
I felt like it was kind of like a little slick bite off what the J. Cole thing was on Letterman and shit. Like, I wasn't feeling it. I definitely see where you're coming from on that because I'm
gonna be sick about that because Duke can really rap. You go back to Section 80, you go back to OD. Those are bars, and now he's
hurting me to think.
Like Animal Brown says, he's on some Umi.
It's hurting me to think.
Umi says, shine your light on new worlds.
What's next, Kendrick? You had your shoes and socks off too. How did Jay
on stage?
You can't really do that, Jay, about that.
I swear to God.
Circle back to
it. That's where he at, man.
All right, look, man, real quick music break, man. We still got to do that. It is On Deck TV. I'm listening. It's a mix of some new and old shit. So I'm looking through my mixtapes. I'm like, man, I need something new to listen to. I see Eminem has a mixtape. I'm like, what the fuck is Eminem doing with a mixtape? It ain't official.
Now, why are you bullshit shit with these people and not giving them that mailbox money?
Everybody's on that already.
I digress.
They're going to be on that already. Look, I got to put something on there they may not be aware of. There's a mixtape, a DJ out there, I can't think of his name right there, sorry about that, homeboy, but he took Eminem acapellas, I'm talking about good Eminem, like doped up, like baby mama in the trunk Eminem.
When he was listed as the most excellent rapper ever, and he's the most overrated rapper that's ever touched the mic.
Don't worry, we're going to talk about that when we get back to the song, you ain't got to worry about the fame, because he's definitely not the most overrated rapper. Nas is. We'll get that. We'll get to that. So Eminem, it's Eminem lyrics, his acapella over trap beats. Y'all check this out, man. It's called Trap God. Let us know what y'all think. Just like yourself. If they were real, Shady lose, Shady sits on the shelf. But Shady's cute, Shady new, Shady's pimples would help. Make ladies move, baby. Ooh, baby. Look at myself, let's do the math. If I was black, I would've sold half. I ain't have to graduate from making high school and all that. But I can rap, so fuck school, I'm too cool to go back. Give me the mic, show me where the fucking studio's at. When I was underground, no one gave a fuck, I was white. No labels wanted to sign me, almost gave up. I was like, fuck it until I met Dre. The only one who would pass gave me a chance, and I lit a fire up under his ass. Helped him get back to the top, every fan black that I got was probably his. In exchange for every white band that he's got. Like, damn, we just watched, sitting back, looking at shit, wow. I'm like, my skin isn't starting to work, so my parents think now it's white America. I could be one of your kids. White America. Little Eric looks just like this. White America. Erica loves my shit. I go to TRL.
these words exist. Mine probably would've never gave two squirts of piss till I created so much motherfucking turbulence. Straight out the tube, right into your living rooms I came. And kids flipped when they knew I was produced by Dre. That's all it took, and they were instantly hooked right in. And they connected with me too because I look like them. That's why they put my lyrics up under this microscope. Searching with a fine tooth comb. It's like this rope waiting to choke. Tighten it around my throat. Watching me while I write this like I don't like it, no. All I hear is lyrics, lyrics, constant controversy. Spots is working round the clock to try to stop my concerts early. Surely hip hop was never a problem in Harlem, only in Boston. After we bothered the fathers of God are starting to blossom. But now I'm catching the flag from these activists when they ragging, acting like I'm the first rap with a snack of bitches. They faggot shit. Just look at me like I'm your closest pal, a poster child, the motherfucking spokesman now. But white America, I could be one of your kids. White America.
Way he overrated after hearing shit like that. I'm hot at y'all.
I wasn't moved, dude.
Not at all.
This nigga, man. So it's not cool to say Eminem overrated no more. That was cool in like 03. It's not cool no more. Niggas know he nice, dude.
So Animal Brown, what's your top five rappers?
You fly ever right now
in our era. Go.
You fly that
flag. Eminem gotta be up though.
There's no
Jay, Pac.
We counting Pac?
Yeah, I am.
You putting Eminem in the same top five with Pac and Jay?
Bro, y'all are acting like this is shocking news. Are y'all serious? Y'all might be the last one.
It's
not
shocking.
I'm gonna come clean.
You just Eminem? Said what? You just said Nas was overrated.
He is.
And then you said Eminem was in the top five with Jay and Pac.
Yes.
Wow.
Have y'all listened to his shit? I'm not talking about new Eminem. Let's be very clear.
But you're talking about Eminem, dude.
Eminem. Nas has a good album in 2013, bro.
Eminem is a goat, dude.
Like Eminem has
no, it's
yeah, like, Nas. Okay, first ballot, Hip Hop Hall of Fame, Nas.
Eminem.
Eminem's going because
he's white.
Caucasian.
That's it.
That's it.
Bro. Dude, it's not because he's a great rapper.
Bro, it's because he's a great rapper, and all of y'all know that.
Dude, Kanye West is a better rapper than Eminem.
The fact
16 for 16. What,
Joel Ortiz said he just had this conversation in the barbershop with somebody, and they were telling him, like, Eminem ain't that great because he
niggas in a barbershop.
Joel Ortiz himself said I couldn't even defend it, dude. And I think he a hell of a rapper, but I couldn't defend it
right now.
Because I agree.
Right now, Drake is a better
that nigga
rapper
on his label.
That's disrespectful, man.
What?
Y'all are being disrespectful.
You being
y'all are getting. Hold
you
on.
Just said Nas was overrated.
Hold
you
on.
You just said Nas though, Ray. You want to talk about disrespect?
Hold on, hold on. I'm gonna tell you why. Y'all are counting people who make better music that y'all feel that y'all can relate to better. That does
which
not make.
All
them,
adds into the formula of being a great rapper.
That doesn't make them a better rapper.
Drake though. Is a better rapper than Eminem.
Because if that's the case, he's better than Nas. Because he makes better music than Nas does.
He does not make better music than Nas.
Nah.
He doesn't.
Kanye like, does.
Give me listen, the, man. Give me the latest.
Listen to me.
Yeah, Eminem new Eminem whack.
You have to count that.
You have
man.
To count that. That's part of Eminem.
You have to count that.
He whack. I'm gonna keep it.
That's just like a person playing in the NBA.
New Eminem whack.
To put a measurement on it, Cool Moe D just sold his whole catalog for $36,000.
I don't get what is
listen,
Cool Moe D?
Well, I'm gonna get to it.
The wow.
If we sell it enough, $36,000 for his whole catalog. That's he slick got on, right?
No.
He got robbed.
Wild Wild West, the only song I know, shit. It's the 36,000. 50 years later, shit. I mean, you good. But if Nas and M were both to sell their catalogs, Nas' catalog is goddamn flying. And just as a music lover, which one is you going to pay more for? A whole Nas catalog or a whole Eminem catalog?
Nas.
Thank you. Chris know that too.
That was a walk off, Lou.
Time out.
If you had the money to pay for both of their catalogs in full,
I don't want neither one of their.
Which one would you
catalogs,
buy though?
But this is my.
Which question. One would you buy?
Neither.
Oh man,
I'd go and chill on Thailand on those steps that Jay was just on with my shoes off before I buy any one of their catalogs.
Pants rolled up.
Pants rolled up. I just looked at the Jay picture. It was fucking hilarious. But I'm fucking with him because that's how you do in Thailand.
You do that.
I can respect that. And he had the pants rolled up. They weren't pedal pushers. I thought they were some fucking pedal pushers. They're not. They're rolled up. I can respect it.
Lou, you don't even like Drake, but you know Drake is a better rapper than Eminem, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
Man, y'all crazy.
This is true.
Move on, man.
Y'all crazy.
We're in greens. Everybody's in the greens.
That was terrible.
Let's get some. Let's get some playoff pitch. Like, let's do the prediction. Playoff start this weekend. Mm-hmm. Who y'all got?
You have Florida State playing Oregon. You have Alabama playing Ohio State.
Okay. Let's go NFL though.
College some slaughtered.
Because Chris ain't got no one. No.
Yeah. But college.
No. We got Carolina, Arizona. Yeah,
like, college football some slaughtered.
You got to have a college football team.
Carolina, Arizona, Dallas, Detroit. AFC, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and
Detroit's gonna shock the world.
They gonna man, listen.
Baltimore, Pittsburgh,
and who else?
Cincinnati and Indiana.
Give me Indianapolis.
I mean, yeah.
Give me Cincinnati. Give me Pittsburgh.
Then you have Arizona, Carolina.
Give me Carolina.
Detroit and Dallas.
Hold on, real quick. As a Cowboys fan, would you be shocked if they lost to the Lions, though, honestly, though?
Not at all.
Okay, that's all I want.
I wouldn't be shocked that I ain't going to lie.
That was true.
I can respect that. That's respectable.
That's respectable.
They're going to lose.
Especially if Sue playing. Like, I wouldn't have what doubt in my mind if we lost that game because they got with the best run defense in the league.
Well, Fairley ain't in, though. That helps, though.
They help a lot, but they still got the best run defense, and if we got to get Romo to win it, then it's going to be rough.
If it's a blowout, if y'all blow them out, I wouldn't be surprised. If y'all lost in a close one, I wouldn't be surprised.
Exactly. I can see it going either way.
Here's a quick question. With Sue being managed by Roc Nation, what can they do to help him?
He just got to go to a bigger city. You got to get the fuck out of Detroit.
He's a free agent.
You just got to get out of Detroit. Like, he can go play for the Giants. I think he'll go to Dallas. He come to Dallas. I love it. He'll be a monster. He's got to go somewhere big. San Fran.
You'll love it until he get that 15-yard penalty on 3rd and 8 when y'all would have had a stop.
I'll take that back. I'll take that back. I don't know how I feel about that.
He is going to do that.
I don't know how I feel about that. Who y'all got, though?
Who you got for the playoffs, NFL?
Give me Carolina. Give me Baltimore.
Baltimore?
They a fraud.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
Is Le'Veon Bell playing?
Nah.
Give me Baltimore then.
My point exactly.
Ben had 6 touchdowns on the Ravens last time they played.
Give me
500 yards.
Give me Indianapolis and give me Detroit.
Hey, dude, who you got, Jay?
Pretty close. I'm going with Pittsburgh, though. And minus that, I think, who's Carolina playing?
Arizona.
Arizona going to shock the world.
Woo! They're going to do what they're going to do with Lindley?
That's rough. Fifth-string quarterback.
Is it me or when your team in the NFC, you really don't give a fuck about the AFC stuff? Like, I'm cool on the Cincinnati game. I'm cool on the Pittsburgh game. Like, I ain't got to watch none of that.
I like watching Pittsburgh.
I just don't think them good matchups. Like, if I would – so hard to watch the fucking Bengals, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
I like Andrew Luck, though, but I just –
I don't
want to
watch that either, though.
I'm just a football fan, so I hate Andy Dalton.
He hates Andy Dalton.
He one of the most overrated players in the league.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Jay Cutler, Tony Romo.
It's coming up to Cutler now. Romo a little bit better than them both.
Ryan Tannehill.
They've been flying that Tannehill flag. Let Locke cook, because he called Tannehill.
My man questioned me about Tannehill, right? Okay. He said he threw for 4,000.
Yeah.
He tries to tell me those are all purpose. I said, no.
Throwing
he
yards.
Threw for 4,000 yards.
Man, you feel good about that.
Y'all pulled that up.
Yeah. You got to get Tannehill credit, man.
Tannehill.
Come on, man.
He a lot better than I thought he was.
That was an anomaly. That'll never happen again.
They got a good Philbin though. They're a good coach. If they get Rex Ryan in Miami, coach that defense, and they got Philbin, it'll be a problem.
I got another fact of fiction for sports.
Do that.
Will Roc Nation snag a top tier quarterback? When I say top tier, I mean a top tier quarterback.
Right.
You know.
I hope you're not a real.
So who the quarterback they got now?
They have nobody.
They have Geno Smith.
They have nobody.
Okay, you're right.
Today.
He's not top tier at all.
He should have been let go Black Friday.
How you come last game of the season throw for 300 plus, though?
That's what bums do on the
last
game.
Darius Miles hit 50 in the last week of the NBA season.
Nobody cares.
Mike James hit 50.
As how Weezy can attest, when it runs close to the end of the year, people start mailing it in. Geno cooked because everybody had mailed it in on that last game. Geno cooking on the mail-in games.
I think Roc Nation need to scoop. I think they will get a quarterback. I bet that's on the top of their priority list right now.
Who is the top tier quarterback to get right now? College, pro, like who you going
you gotta
with?
You
got to
get them when they're coming out of the draft. So maybe Mariota.
Do you? No, you can.
Maybe
you can
Jameis. Well,
you just saying that'll be the best.
Russell Wilson's looking for an agent right now.
Oh, you got that's it.
That'll be a good one.
That's a layup. You got that.
Russell Wilson slick don't even need manager.
I was about to say that's a layup if you could get Russell Wilson, dude. He's good.
The producer of our show, Weezy, he doesn't give Russell Wilson his black card. Does he have a black card?
Do we got a gal?
He broke up with that white girl.
He just broke up with a white girl.
He broke up with the white girl. And that's a lot.
She was smashing.
That's a big, that moved to me.
What?
Whoa, yeah. What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
I take the card back then.
Oh, we ain't going for that.
No, Golden Tate. Nah, no, fuck no. Not this
wow.
Nigga, no.
Now, you see, that's why Golden Tate's not there anymore,
yeah,
too, though.
That ain't the last of it, though. Yeah, ain't the last of that, though. You ain't just getting traded, my nigga. You smashing my
Harvin,
wife? My wife?
Percy Harvin allegedly had to step in there and two-piece him real quick.
Two-piece who? Golden Tate.
Yeah.
No, Russell Wilson, I thought.
No, go on.
Oh, go.
Over that?
For that. For his quarterback. That's
really?
My quarterback. That's my quarterback.
Then why Percy Harvin gone then?
Because Percy Harvin about that life.
He about that fight life. He was fighting
everybody. Go to Florida game. Down, nigga, game. Man, that's a low down there, nigga. You smashing your quarterback wife?
Your quarterback.
That's low down.
That's a dirty.
I'm about to work
dog.
With this nigga, dude. Like,
Bobby Womack, they go hand in hand.
That damn Bobby Womack.
Petty Bobby Womack could Bobby. Do it to you at
times. You got something about Bobby Shmurda and GS9 Luke?
Yeah, man. So listen, as we all know, they got the indictments that came down in the GS9 crew. Bobby Shmurda, hot nigga, hottest song of the year. You know, one of the, in the running
arguably.
For it.
Arguably.
In the running for it,
okay.
I would say.
Okay.
So with all of the things that came out in the paperwork, they had been investigating them for a while. Even before the song came out, they were on their phones and things of that nature. So with all of that being said, you think artists are going to change their approach to lyrics coming into the year and not be as reckless? What y'all think?
I'm going to say fiction. I think you used the correct word, reckless. Everybody he name dropped in that Hot Nigga song was on the radar, because not mainly because of that song, but that didn't hurt. That helped him a lot. I'm talking about everybody he name dropped.
So you think people gonna shy away from it?
I just think he was wrecked. He was young and dumb. I don't think if you're a Jeezy or you're more careful with who you name and what you do when you establish. He a young boy. He don't know nothing about that. He made a little bullshit YouTube video for him and his block, and it just happened to blow up off the dance, and it came back to bite him. It looked like
we saw this in 04 though, Jeezy. You know, he was saying a lot of stuff that could have been used in court and things of that nature. So I think this is something that's just going to continue to go through hip hop for sure.
Might not be as often, but it'll circle back. Somebody will do it again.
Jeezy basically told everything that BMF was going on.
TM101. He wasn't as. This is
it
the
wasn't
first,
as graphic.
Okay,
right.
I was going to say, this is the first album Jeezy really was like. In depth, and he really still ain't saying no names. People just seeing them together, and you just probably even tie two and two together in that situation.
Right.
I think, like, though, with Bobby Shmurda and the whole signing or whatnot, I feel like that the record label added fuel to the fire. Like, if I'm Andre Harrell or whoever was over the signing,
L.A. Reid,
whoever it is, I have a hard time believing that I'm going to put this money behind this young group and I don't know nothing about these pending charges. Like, I just don't believe it. And I'm thinking that they kind of knew about this and they put fuel to the fire. Like, we going to capitalize off of this, because when it do come out, it's going to either be bigger and we can use it as promo or just let them go to jail.
Did he sign a single deal?
I don't think it was a single deal, because they went on here and put that EP out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And they paying for his lawyers. And, like, to me, it's reminiscent of, like, the Snoop when he caught the murder case and he had just signed a priority, I think, covered his legal fees for that murder case or whatnot. And it stamped Snoop really throughout his career. So I think that they knew about this and they was banking on it. And they're going to try to either use this to capitalize or he's going to be up shit creek.
It's a trend with the youngsters, dude. Chief Keef and them going through this. They went through this probably a year or two ago with they name dropping people on with the JoJo and all them. And then people, next thing you know, they turn up dead. And so, like, it's the youngsters, though.
I think this one hit close to home, too, though. Because it ain't never been like the like, even with Chief Keef, it was affiliates and these other niggas. Like, Bobby Shmurda was the nigga out in front. So the nigga out in front, they saying, nigga, you got attempted murder and all these.
Nah, they didn't get him for attempted murder, though.
Okay, what they having with the weapons charge?
The conspiracy
and
conspiracy. All that.
Conspiracy charge, a hard charge to beat, brother.
Like, what is that? Come on, what does that mean? What does conspiracy mean?
Somebody basically, all they got to do is think you doing and have evidence to say as much. Like, so if they tap their phone and they saying, oh, y'all got this drug thing going on, and they got a couple conversations where y'all had a drug conversation, then they got conspiracy.
That's
all they got to prove in court, that it was that y'all knew each other. And that this conspiracy that we concocted can fly. Like, that's all it
is. And how long is the conspiracy charge
20,
can last?
20
10?
Years. It depends 10 upon 20. What the charge is.
Because that's what they got.
His charges.
With, right?
Yeah, Meech got 25 for his. His charges, you looking at Bobby Shmurda, going to do either 18 to 20.
Sheesh.
At least. You know what I'm saying? So,
will we ever hear a new record? Will Bobby Shmurda get out? Will he be out next year? Or is it over with?
He's cooked.
He cooked?
He's well done.
He's in there.
Well,
it depends on how much they know, really. And how good that lawyer is. Maybe, like, if the rest of those niggas get locked up, maybe. And he don't. That may be a possibility. You know what I'm saying? But he seemed
cool. Word to the wise, man, for the up-and-coming rappers out there. If your homeboy named Mitch actually caught a body about a week ago, don't put it in your song as the catchiest line of the goddamn song.
Bro, leave that out. Just leave that out.
Just leave it out, bro.
Leave it out.
Yeah, damn. All right. We back. Give me another sports one, man.
What we going to do? We're going to do some Under Armour.
Oh, yeah. Hit that
situation. So, Under Armour lost out on KD, right?
For sure.
Can they steal another top-tier NBA player to sign with Under Armour since they lost that KD bid?
Fact or fiction, is Under Armour going to scoop any? But like, who you got? They going to scoop somebody? Or maybe Adidas. Let's say Under Armour or Adidas. Scoop a big dog Nike athlete.
Adidas definitely going to be fiction. Too many injuries with those Adidas shoes. A lot of killing.
That ain't good pro.
Never thought about that.
That's not super flimsy. That's John not going to help the cause.
Derrick Rose,
Ricky Rubio.
So it's definitely fiction for Adidas.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. What about Under Armour? They gonna pull out the check?
Under Armour has a blank check right now.
Right now,
they're just looking for a name to put on it.
Listen, dog.
Who can they get? Who is a transcending person that can kind of take
Under
Armour to the next level?
Even the outweigh the fact of fiction, I think, like y'all said, that's the question. Is it like, it ain't no, like Michael Jordan put Nike on the map. Like,
right, for sure.
It ain't no Michael Jordans out there that play baseball, football, basketball, soccer, tennis. Like, it ain't no Tiger Woods. Like, Under Armour ain't got, it ain't no pool for it. I don't think. Unless y'all, is it somebody else?
It's going to be. Depending on what these young boys in this college football, like Jameis, Mariota, come in and do this next year. If they come in,
Mariota will have to win a Super Bowl.
Have a great year.
He had to win a Super Bowl his rookie year to take off.
Because
and they got Cam, and Cam probably the most transcendent player. Yeah. Like you
people
have,
wear Cam sleeves. Exactly.
People
sure.
fuck with Cam, and he still ain't big enough to like.
And then you got to have a face. Like if they wear helmets in the NFL, you got to have a face.
What about Blake Griffin?
Like Griffin with Jordan. Big boy Jordan deal.
It's tough right now because there ain't nobody
out there. You can't go baseball. Like, because you go McCutcheon for baseball, what's the first thing you think? Dredge, he out of there. You ain't Chief Keef in it. Like, you ain't giving that to, like, sad to say, but you ain't giving, what, $200 million to no nigga with Dredge,
dude.
Though.
That helps.
It help, but you still got Dredge, bro. I ain't giving you $200 million. I'm sorry.
Every nigga with Dredge for the cause?
Every nigga with goals for the fall?
Let him eat, man.
Let him eat. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't see the player out there. You say, what, Puig, maybe?
Puig's with Nike.
He ain't going to do it. And plus, you want an American. That's an American. You want a full-blood. Like good old American.
You got Bryce Harper.
He ain't big enough. I don't even know what Bryce Harper look like. I know who he is, and I don't even know what he look like. Like, but Bryce Harper could walk past me, I wouldn't know who he was.
But this the thing, though. Under Armour in a good position. They got their blank check ready, like Locke said. So when that person does come around, people know they're willing to cut the check because of what they was going to do for Durant. So they're in a good position. It's all about time. And somebody will come along. And they'll make that big way. Durant was ready to do it.
Yeah.
You feel me? He was ready to go.
What about basketball guys? What about the Kentucky team? If they go undefeated, who the star of that team, maybe? Because they might go. Who the star that they can go to?
I mean, Carl Towns.
What about the Brow?
There's no big.
Anthony Davis. What about the Brow?
If they go Brow Anthony, is with Nike. If he doesn't have a signature.
If he can get up out of New Orleans,
and
they talking about he a top five player, right? They saying he's gonna eventually be like.
They got the MVP. Steph Curry's
get your
MVP.
Little shoe kind of trademark get your eyebrow on the side of the shoe, dude. You got it.
That contract
and the Under Armour thing kind of look like the eyebrow. You flip it the other way. Y'all got to pay me for that Under Armour.
Lou, that might be your best call.
They got to pay me for that. The Under Armour logo almost. Look like it, dude.
And that's the Super Bowl.
The brow one.
Let's get it, dude.
Are you wearing those brows, though? Because I'm not
we not 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th graders. Yeah. They in them brows, dude. Because they ain't under the Jordan influence that we are. Like, we ruined, dude. Like, we Nike. Good. Like, we ruined, dude. Yeah. They ain't. They going Under Armour Cam. If you get Anthony Davis, like, come on, let's go. I'm rocking Armour, these Under Armour.
This is going to sign the number one draft pick. They already have him. Emmanuel Mudiay. So they got him coming next year.
Get these Anthony Davis crack. Y'all hit me up, Under Armour. I'm talking for Anthony Davis right now. So we're taking all calls.
Man, let's hit this one more sports one. Are we doing your boy Harbaugh? Fact or fiction. So Harbaugh, he just signed with Michigan.
Right.
Fact or fiction. Harbaugh gonna realize the grass isn't greener on the other side. He gonna wish he stayed in the NFL.
I think that's a fact for sure.
Why he did that? Get paid.
Oh, he did get that check.
Highest paid college football coach.
He got a bag.
He got $8 million a year. Saban on the phone with his agent right now.
Listen, what I'm trying to tell you.
Game, listen. Man, listen, he on the phone with him in the hallway right now.
Dude, Saban's going to get 8.2 that
year. Listen, you got to give it to me. And they ain't going to announce. They're going to slide it up under the table. They probably can't even give him no more money.
Yeah.
They're going to just slide that to him in cash. I'm back. Guess I bet.
He can't bring Michigan. Michigan?
He can bring Michigan back. Now.
Man, he's not a recruiter like that.
I'm going to tell you how he can bring Michigan back.
How?
It's a Big Ten. Only others, you got to worry about one
Ohio
other
State.
School.
That's
Ohio State.
Ohio State.
You know what I'm saying? That's all you got to worry about.
Now.
So you're good.
You do have to go against Urban Meyer, who is a hell of a recruiter.
He is the recruiter.
He's a hell of a recruiter to go against, though.
You're damn right about it. And Nick can reel off three quarterbacks a hell of a recruiter.
It's nobody else in the Big Ten to recruit against.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that.
But I think, though, he'll realize, though, playing in San Francisco, or well, coaching in San Francisco, you get a lot of players there. They got an NFL-ready, like, Super Bowl team there right now. We just was injured this year. Mm-hmm. Super injured.
Suspended.
I agree. I think Harbaugh going to be able to – he's going to be able to do his thing in Michigan just off the simple fact that he was an NFL coach. He's been probably the best NFL coach in the league, arguably, the last 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Players going to look at that, so it's going to be easier to recruit. And the standards to get in, Stanford?
Super
way
high.
Way higher. Michigan a good school, too, but nowhere near the qualifications for Stanford. So I think Harbaugh going to be able to do his thing. Even if he can't recruit, he's going to be able to hire somebody at that salary that can. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be able to get it done. So I think it's going to be dealing with kids is going to be the thing. Can he deal with kids? I'm going to be able to take him.
Nah.
Because, I mean, I could see the adults in the NFL like, fuck you, dude. I'm grown. You ain't
they said he'd be dumb serious about shit.
Exactly.
At all times, though.
One of them always, what you got going on?
Luke.
He's not a player's coach.
Like, you used to play football. Mm-hmm. So, say the team that's been kicking ass the whole practice, right?
And
he makes
still
them
got a
wrong.
Problem. Yeah, see, nah.
Like, what the hell?
You can't
he wants
do
to do that?
Now.
And you're in the NFL?
Because you don't want to play for him. Like, you're going to go out there and be, you can't play.
So tell me this, Dan. What's a bigger accomplishment? If I'm a coach and I win the national championship, or I'm a coach in the NFL and I win the Super Bowl?
Having both. Jimmy Johnson.
Obviously.
I'm saying that, but that.
But I'm saying one or the
other. I don't think one outweighs the other, though.
Really?
Do you think? Really?
I said Super Bowl. Just
look,
think about it.
Look at Nick Saban, though. He ain't got no Super Bowl. He got three national championships.
You,
he's good.
He's always thinking, maybe I could win one in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You don't think maybe I could win one in college.
He got a statue, bro.
You're going to have a statue.
Robert Griffin III got a statue. Not for winning the Super Bowl. They don't build statues for Super Bowl winners. They build up for national championships.
But they have rings that last forever.
You're right. Yeah. You're right, but I'm just saying.
Rings last forever.
If you get good, like Coach K.
People,
if you good like that,
Coach K
don't want to win an NBA championship.
Coach K realized he had to get some black kids over there, too. Yes, he got some players.
Exactly. And he realized, too, I don't want no NBA title. I'm good.
Nah,
going
he won't
30.
Win.
Nah, you he think Coach
win.
K won an NBA
His
title?
NBA titles are those USA championship rings.
Nah, I don't agree. Yeah. I don't agree.
That's
I
what
don't
he
agree.
I'm
don't
saying, agree. I don't know nothing about college, but I'm thinking that
get
a
you
Super
a team,
Bowl. Man. Yeah, college is slow.
Tom Izzo? Calhoun? Like, they ain't thinking about
those
NBA.
Those are college lifers. They couldn't.
That's what I'm saying. So if you can build up a college, like John Harbaugh can do that in Michigan. His dad coached in Michigan. He played quarterback in Michigan.
He'll be
the head coach.
You know what I'm saying? 5 years. And he'll be on to an NFL team. Watch.
You might be right about that. But I just think the college life better.
Give me that Super Bowl because it's the highest of the highest.
Yeah.
It's the best of the best in the world.
Would you say that's harder to get than a college championship? Or are they about the same?
I think they're about the same.
I don't know, y'all, because you can lose 5-6 games.
And yeah,
NFL,
it's harder to get
to make
college.
And you got
to
deal,
with
more people, I think, on a college. Like, you got to maintain more stuff. And
you're dealing
like,
with kids,
you're dealing
too.
With kids.
You're babysitting.
And you got to get them to go out there and perform. You know what I'm saying?
You have multiple hats. You're a father. You're a doctor. You're a psychologist.
You got to act
everything.
Like, even if you don't care, you got to act like you give a fuck about these kids. For them to go out there and do what you need them to do. In the NFL, you getting a check. Nigga, I ain't. I don't care. Yeah, you ain't got to do it, and you ain't got to get paid. That's how it's gonna go in the NFL. So yes, I think college might be a little rough, and I think it's a little bit more fruitful though. Because like, if you good in college, you got it. Like, it's the people that I named, they good. You right about that.
Most definitely, man. I think that was our 10. Do we have another rap?
When he won this.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, okay. One, yeah. My bad. Last one. Last one on the rap shit. It was a lot of one-hit wonders this year in 2014. You can go down the list. You can do Dej Loaf, the Try Me. You can do Going Up on a Tuesday, Coco, obviously the Hot Nigga. My question is, fact or fiction, two of these artists will drop albums this year. Two or more. I mean, it was a million one-hit wonders.
Is Dej signed with anybody?
No.
My guy, what's his name? Makonin?
McConan. Yep.
He's dropping.
Yeah. Y'all think Going Up on a Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. He's dropping.
Drake, dropping. Drake puts his people out. Party Next Door.
Yeah.
Weekend.
True.
He's going to put his people out.
Mm. That's true.
So he's going to drop. I don't know if anybody else.
Bobby Shmurda's not dropping anytime soon.
Man, Bobby Shmurda better be in the studio. He should be in the studio right now. Shmurda should. He should have started rapping as soon as he got left jail, like in a car.
Hey, Lou.
Let me get this down, huh?
Did you know that Coach Locke's favorite rapper is Busta Rhymes?
My man, let me. Hey,
oh my!
He
God.
Lost his card.
You lying?
He lost his card.
Oh my! You gotta make that up.
He lost his card. He lost his card. My man is too old to be on stage.
True.
He's smoking.
What? Listen, dog.
Drinking Hen.
God.
And bobbing his head.
Hey, man. You just gotta know when it's over, bro. Like, you gotta know when you gotta let it go.
You gotta wrap it up.
Play your part. Jesus. We know you found him.
Right.
Let him shine and just. Enjoy the fruits of the labor, my man.
That nigga took an ultimate.
Can that dude? Can the Coco OT Genesis? Can he actually rap though?
Y'all telling me he can rap? I've
That's
never
what they
heard.
Say.
Jay okay. told me.
Jay maybe, said he can rap.
Maybe he'll have some. Maybe Bust will put him out. I think he independent too though.
Man, Bust ain't gonna put nobody out falling off stage like that.
Put them blasts,
That's my man. Favorite one hit wonder from this year. That's Coco.
That's it.
I think it's just the latest.
I think
one.
Hot Nigga was mine. I fucked with Hot Nigga. That was
yeah, that's
as we
cool.
see authentic as hell. That's what it seems like. I got an authentic feel when I first seen it, and now we see why. So, clearly.
Nah, that Hot Nigga, he this year Trinidad though, bro. He gonna fall off like it. Even if he hadn't got locked up, Bobby Shmurda would have fell off like Trinidad. I'm gonna be honest.
I wouldn't doubt that. You right.
For sure.
All right, man. Look.
Damn, Trinidad James.
Yes. Look, you forgot about him and Ed. Though.
It was all good 2 years ago.
Grand opening. Grand closing.
It was New Year's 2 years ago, they were charging $300 to get in the gold room, and Trinidad James was the headline. Full house. They played this song 10 times. That was 2 years ago.
It's going to cost you $30 to get in there now.
God,
man,
you getting in for free, might nigga. They not even letting him in. They not even letting him in. He got to pay. Yeah, he got to pay. Just wait in line.
Oh, shit. Man. All right, man. Before we wrap up this 2014 brand new year popping off, man. Let's look back. What's some of y'all? I'm gonna give y'all my favorite FSP or one of my favorite FSP episodes. Y'all did a big. Y'all what y'all at? Episode 50 now?
Y'all almost we right up on
49.
God damn, 49 is Monday, man.
That's big boy shit.
Yeah. Black ball in the fridge for you guys. Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna tell you which one I rocked with. I like the player rivalries and the coaching rivalries.
Mm.
Y'all broke some shit down. A lot of them coaching rivalries I wouldn't put up on. That was deep right there. Yeah, I like that. I was fucking with that.
I did like it. I appreciate the basketball knowledge always because that ain't my wheelhouse. But the top 10 NBA teams, yeah. I like that. In college teams, I was definitely. Brought back some memories of the good NBA days.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't agree with them.
And of course the movie joints too though. Yeah. You can't go wrong with them. The movie characters and shit. Now you can't beat that.
It's always a good comparison. So that was definitely some of my favorite FSP. One of my favorite FSP show.
My favorite on deck show. No question. Rant, man.
Yes.
Ranting them out, man. Sure. No question. I think y'all had one of my favorites. Lolo.
Which one?
My man, Jimmy was low. Jimmy was low.
Is that you, Betha?
Hey, listen, man. That was authentic reaction because I hadn't heard that in a while when we did that. Dog,
real
listen.
Tears, dog.
Man.
I forgot. I'm going to circle back and listen to that on the way
back.
Hey,
that was hilarious. One of my favorites was the classic
definition
album episode.
For
sure. Yes, because that word is definitely being used
loosely. It was used by somebody at this table.
Oh, actually, yeah, it was.
Literally. One of our on-air personalities, Spike Lou.
2014 Forest Hills Drive. Meet me there. We turning up, dude.
Hey, it's something funny about that rant episode, man. The episode, I know, shout out to O. I know that part two, that's his favorite. Bro, it's a technical difficulty in that episode. I cannot listen to that episode. It hurts me. I ain't even gonna say what it was. Y'all gonna have to peep it, but right. It make it hard for me to listen to it.
That's funny.
Even though the rants was dumb funny, though.
Nothing
dumb
worse hilarious. Than the technical difficulties.
Oh, nothing worse than that.
We had those.
Oh,
man.
Nothing worse
or
than that.
Somebody mails it in every now and then.
Shout out Howeezy, man. It's been a good episode. Give me a 2014 moment, guys. Just stood out for y'all. And what y'all looking forward to in our perspective fields for 2015?
2014 moment.
Are you talking about in hip hop or just in our wheelhouse?
Whatever. What stood out to you the most this year? I think Ray Rice shook the year.
Oh, man.
Is that the biggest story of the year? That's the biggest story of the year.
He ran the block. Yeah, he changed sports.
Yeah, he did. He ran the block completely.
Yeah.
Shout out TMZ. Shout out TMZ.
TMZ is the devil.
Fuckers.
Harvey fucking Levin.
I don't ever want problems with TMZ, dude.
Woo.
They will ruin your life.
They ruin your life and put it's on video.
Bill Cosby.
Oh, come on, man.
Bill Cosby didn't do that. Darren Sharpe. We don't talk. You know, we don't talk about Darren Sharpe.
Oh, my God.
He's a disgusting motherfucker, dude.
He
need
to get locked up.
He need to be. And they need to throw him in gym, Pop, too. That's some niggas got.
Yeah, I'm out about that, too.
That's a Packer for you.
He got a problem. Darren Sharpe ain't nothing out here.
Sick dude, man. He needs help.
That's terrible, man.
All right, real quick, what's y'all, this would do, man, going to 2015. For one of you, we know who, if you listen to the show, you know I rock with Green Bay. You know I rock with the Pistons. You know with Locke and Jay. They San Fran. You know Lou, unfortunately, rock with the Cowgirls.
Cowboys Nation.
Where do y'all see y'all teams this time next year? What y'all got? How the Bulls looking, man? What y'all going to do?
We'll finish number two in the East. I said we're going to East Coast Finals.
Y'all can't
win
no chip this year?
Man,
Why can't y'all win one this year? I don't see that.
I'm going to tell you why, man. We just don't have that besides Derrick Rose. You know, Pau Gasol nuts get real small when it's showtime.
Oh, that's lights.
That's true. But I think lights on.
That's true. He's nothing.
Trash.
You like the Bills too? I mean, you like the Bulls too?
No.
Oh, okay. Nah. You would like us?
I don't have a favorite basketball team.
What's San Fran gonna do, man?
Y'all
need to be rebuild.
I hope we don't get this whack ass coach we talking about.
That's gonna
who y'all talking about getting
Jim Morris.
I mean, playoffs.
His son.
Nothing. That's some slop.
I say we rebuild. We're gonna get rid of Frank Gore.
Yep.
Sign, you know, somebody on defense. We need a cornerback. Mm-hmm. Lou, I'll take Scandrick. That's how bad.
I know you won't. You know you won't.
Give me Mo Claiborne. We'll take Mo Claiborne.
Damn sure won't take Mo Claiborne. He can't even get on the field.
Dude, we need somebody. Chris Culliver is not cutting it for sure.
Listen, man, if we lose Sunday,
yeah,
I'm going to get Gary fired. Romo ought to be gone.
Clean the house.
Let's do it. Why not?
After a good year like
this
that?
After a good year like this, wherever they go is as far as they're going to go with this squad. If they win a Super Bowl, then I'm good because that showed that they can do it.
Right.
But if they make it to the NFC Championship, if they make it to the next round, that's as far as they're going to go because this is the best year they're going to have, like with Jason Garrett as a coach. Flat out.
Are you paying any attention to your Celtics this year? You have any?
I was going to ask Jan Locke what we need to do.
I'm
going to tell you what I have been paying attention to. Sullinger give me 20 and 10. Yeah. Like, I ain't what he average, I know, but every time I look up,
he
got numbers, though. Yeah. I'm surprised. He can't even jump off the floor.
And he can expand it.
You can't put a penny under his height.
I got 8 first-round draft picks in the next, 3 years?
What that mean?
That means a lot.
Can we draft the whole Kentucky team? If we can do that,
get maybe 3 or 4
I want all
dudes.
Of them, dude. I want,
for real.
Do they hell? Didn't they hold a team? Didn't they hold UCLA?
It's
like, what? Yeah.
Stupid.
What was the score at halftime?
7 points. It's like 41.
UCLA, dude. That's fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
That's all right, man. We're going to wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all listening. As always, tell them when they can listen to Full Sport Press, guys.
Every Monday, 8 o'clock Central. 9 o'clock Eastern for the Full Sport Press. You can check us out on IG at Full Sport Press and at Twitter, Full Sport Press.
All day. What's y'all IGs, man, for the people that don't know?
At Full Sport Press.
Nigga, your personal IG.
What you saying? At JAIHOV. It's a screening process to get in there. That's the kingdom, baby. It's hard to get in there.
That's funny.
It's like VIP, you know what I'm saying? But we can try. Send me that request.
Don't see what's good. Nobody got their page locked. Twitter. I shit for free, nigga. Come holler at me. I am Spike Lou on Instagram and Twitter.
Twitter's free for the world. Yeah, Twitter's free for the world. You got to pay to get in IG, though.
Give me yours, Locke.
The IG is Locke_the_great. My man Jay always got some crazy say. But look, little known fact.
It's trash, man.
But look, this let you know how he set his boy up, though.
What is it?
When I started IG, I said, hey, man, what you think about this name? He said, oh, no, Locke, that's it. That's it. Yeah, he set his boy out.
But look, though.
Gaston.
Look, though.
For the people. For service. Hey, though. That's full service right there. But premium 94.
Hey, B. Guess what's up? It's Yahoo, right? It's just regular mail address, right? What's your regular joint, man?
That ain't for the show.
But listen, it's be clear. For the show. It has underscore.
You underscore shouting, man. Hey,
go ahead.
Don't forget, man. Holler at your boy Animal_Brown, too. Yeah, anything? What y'all got? Y'all got on deck? What y'all got on deck?
Hold on, man. Dude? I am Spike Lou. OnDeckTVNetwork.com. Yeah. Don't forget the ladies' room, all most them. Down, shout man. Out How Weezy. And
on vacay right now.
Vacay. Where they at? In Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico? That's just like
Cancun.
Yeah. They world tour. Hey, shout out to the ladies' room.
Y'all just do y'all things on us. We see y'all. We see you, Ma.
We see you, Ma.
Everybody got chancletas on, huh?
Everybody got chancletas on. They just doing us like that. I was just up on 125th Lynch the other day. I went down and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Rizzo going to have heat for your ass.
Sir. That's hurt.
Look, though. We're going to wrap it up with, what's your boy name? Skills? What's his nigga name to do the song there?
Yeah, Skills. He got his new 2015 wrap up.
I got a question.
Okay.
If you had to take one, if you could do have that stitch, like everybody wait for that at the end of the year. Mm. Or you could be good like throughout the year. Which one?
Hold on, is everybody really waiting for that though?
But you know what I mean.
Okay.
You
know,
hip-hop people look for would that. You rather have that, or would you rather be like a cool little okay artist throughout the year? Like, let's say would you rather be him or
Joel Ortiz?
Yeah, perfect.
I'd rather be Skills, because Skills is a ghostwriter and he gets ghostwriting credits throughout the year. You just don't know about it.
Give me Joel Ortiz.
Really?
I'll be Joel Ortiz because he
gonna
got
go on tour with Joe Budden and shit like that.
He got the Just Blaze.
He can sit back and chill like all year and just put one song up.
Yeah.
Who? Joel Ortiz?
He
can
pay
out
the ghostwriter. Nah, fuck nah.
Yeah, Skills can pay the ghostwriter.
Nah, give me Joel Ortiz.
Joel Ortiz's check is getting cut by Shady, Aftermath, then it's split into four.
And you have to go on tour, and you got to earn that money, too.
Yeah, give me that. Give me that skill.
Yeah,
give me
y'all going with that skill.
Y'all going with the skills, nigga. I ain't even in love with the life like that.
He getting paid the right verses.
Pull up his last ghostwriter. We're going to be like, who the hell was it?
I bet he getting a check for it every
single time. OT Genesis? Did he write that Coco?
Just loan that CTC and that check.
That's it. So y'all check this out, man. We appreciate y'all listening. You got something else, man?
I'm good. We good. We out. On that TV network.
Hey, man, check us out, man. OnDeckTVNetwork.com. Peace. We appreciate the supporters. Yeah, we appreciate all the tweets, the retweets, the likes, and all that shit. It mean a lot. Please go comment on each of our shows on iTunes.
Like
it. Comment. And fuck it. If you don't like subscribe. It, say it on there. Yeah, subscribe if you going, like
man.
It.
Sure. Just subscribe.
iTunes, Beyond Pod if you Android, man. Y'all be easy.
Last year's out of here. So guess who's back, bruh? Skills with that 2014 wrap up. Lupita won the Oscar. Congrats to your girl. And Ellen probably took the best selfie in the world. Seattle won the Super Bowl and Denver couldn't manage. And same-sex marriages made it to the Grammys. And yeah, I wanted Zimmerman in that boxing match. But all we saw was Pharrell and that goddamn hat. I mean, the polar vortex had the East moving slow. And ATL shut down for a little bit of snow. Rough year for Bieber, dealing with fame. And they still ain't tell us what happened to both of them planes. Donald Sterling, he ain't had to say a thing. But he did, then he lost the whole NBA team. Man, the first rule of the side chick, guys, she a side chick, bro. You're supposed to keep her on the side. And I was in the club when them fools shot Suge. I ain't noticed, I was hitting my nay-nay like Chloe and French, okay. And Outkast came back, but somebody forgot to tell Dre. Me and Nico, sex tape weak though. And everywhere you went, you heard
Buzzard on the beat, oh.
50 and Floyd, yeah, they had issues. Kim and Kanye finally made it official. Breezy went to jail, even though I thought he wouldn't. Ross lost weight, but Lil Terrio couldn't. Jay and Beyonce leaving the club. Then Solange in the elevator, swinging for blood. Kicking Jay with the quickness. I'm just sipping tea, watching like, this is none of my business. Ice bucket challenge, that was funny. I'm thinking, skip the ice bath, just donate money. And LeBron went back, but not for the dollar. Robin Thicke tried, but he couldn't get back Paula. And I'm scratching my head at that boy Ray Rice. Come on, bruh, that's your wife. You know that bitch won't write. And Nikki's Anaconda? That's a keeper. Had you looking at your girl like, bye, Felicia. And I ain't scared of ISIS. I got my brothers. P.O.P. hold me down. Mama, I love you. We got celebrity nudes and no flex zones. MJ holograms, bigger iPhones. Iggy drop fancy, a bona fide hit. Then Wiz and Amber split. Then Mariah and Nick. Gas prices stay low. How you know? Cause I'm still riding. And I just filled up about a week ago. Kim K showed that thing. Is it me or Ebola was out of here just as quick as it came? Legal weed? I know y'all down for that. You two gave you an album and you fools gave it back.
Wait, let me take a selfie.
Enough's enough, we went up on a Tuesday. And turned down for what? Cause the world's getting sadder. And yeah, we protesting out here. Cause Black Lives Matter. Unity? That's what we need. Not another man with his hands up saying I can't breathe. If we are human beings, then we are the same. This is our country, man. Something gotta change. The World Cup popped up and got that love. Pharrell had y'all singing about how happy he was. Then Meek did his bid. And y'all on Instagram making your life look better than it is. The Aaliyah flick didn't move me. Was it me? Or the memes was better than the movie? Sheeta retired, said I'm done with playing. And y'all be dancing the songs and don't know what they saying. Man, y'all wild. But we ain't know what the hell fucker was saying. The lifestyle. Snoop and Iggy both squashed the beef. Taylor Swift at award shows dancing on Fleek. And a lot of rappers fight. But my wrap up, that's the only one that they like. Aight, go figure. Kobe washed up cause the new Lakers looking like the old Clippers. And I ain't saying Bill Cosby touched them women, but I know damn well Cliff Huxtable didn't. Northwest, the cutest baby in the game. Chris Brown, he broke up with what's-her-name. And Barack's still here trying to get it in gear. Gotta finish strong, man, you only got 2 years. Brad Pitt and George Clooney finally did it. Drake made a couple hits and got a couple from Diddy. And Ratchet's on the rise, man, that's for certain. Molly out here twerking, baby, and Wayne ain't working. The new year's here, the old one get tossed. Big RIP to everybody we lost. And I know I said y'all wasn't getting the song, but you could grab it at gotmadskills.com. Till then, no fear, just enjoy y'all year. But be careful, cause it's a crazy world out here. And to the next generation, keep chasing your dreams. And that's the wrap up, welcome to 2015.
Hey, don't touch that dial quite yet. The episode is not over. We got one last announcement. Do us a favor. Go to youtube.com/OnDeckTV. It's the official On Deck TV YouTube page. Check out the video we just posted. It's lost footage in Miami earlier this year at the Revolt Music Conference. Just something from me to you, from us to y'all, for the support, for all the listens, all the clicks, all the likes. We appreciate it. Big things coming in 2015, we promise. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We appreciate y'all for listening. Enjoy.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.